Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
I'm going to be joined by Leo Holman today, and then at about the 30 mark, bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Rob Lindstedt. We got news out of Israel. We have Operation Shield and Arrow as Israel strikes more targets in the Gaza. We'll deal with that as well as some other stories that we are finding. Largely a common theme here, folks, is this incredible rise of paganism, of witchcraft, the Wicca religion. This is just seems to be just growing so rapidly, the worship of nature. But isn't that what we see in Romans chapter 1 when God gives over a nation or a people? They worship the creation rather than the creator who is blessed forevermore. We also see when God gives over a nation, you end up with vile, corrupt leaders who know the righteous judgments of God but encourage people to disobey them anyway. And it seems as though we have corrupt leaders at an epidemic level. Well, that's one of the consequences when God finally turns over a nation or a people or the world. The promotion of the worship of nature, elevating nature above man because they believe that man came from nature, that matter preceded the mind, matter preceded man. Man came out of Mother Earth, Darwinian evolution. And as I said, we also end up with corrupt leaders. We also end up with the promotion of the LGBTQ lifestyle. These are clearly seen in Romans chapter 1. We also end up with a violent and debased culture. Violent. And isn't that exactly what we see today? We also end up with a culture, according to that scripture, that is, well, self-absorbed. Everything is about them. Narcissism at a high level. It seems as though Romans 1 has gone completely global. A great
global rebellion. Stand by. We'll try to get him back to us here.
They're saying they lost me, but yet I'm hearing Dalton, Logan. So that's weird. All right. So a complete global rebellion that seems to be going on. So if that's the case, many ask me, why do you continue to resist? Why do you continue to point out all these horrible things that are happening? And the answer is simple. Because that's what we're called to do as Christians. We're called to be salt and light. To stop the rot, to preserve the rot. Someone asked me the other night, we were having dinner. Are we going to see a reversal of any of these things? No, I don't think we are. I think what we're on right now is a save and rescue mission. Isn't that what the Bible says? That God is patient, desires that no one should perish? And he is not slack. He's delaying his return, the Lord is, so that more might come to know him. So we're in a save and rescue mode right now. I think we're also in a mode of trying to slow this down. Absolutely. Buy ourselves time. Why would we not want to buy ourselves more time? To raise our families, to evangelize our family and friends, to proclaim the truth over Christian radio and television. Why would we not want to slow this down? But eventually we know that the Bible says the restrainer is removed, the Holy Spirit. That's what indwells believers, the Holy Spirit. And can you imagine if it's this bad right now, folks? Can you imagine what is going to happen when they rush over us, this flood of immorality that's coming, rushes over us because the church, Christians, believers have been removed? The restrainer has been removed? Wow. That's all I can say. That's a big theological word. Wow. Joining me now is none other than Leo Holman. Leo, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Brandon.
What do you think, Leo? I mean, it seems as though the pages of Romans 1 are just coming right front and center, are they not? In fact, do me a favor, would you, Van? Hand me that Ryrie, Black Ryrie Study Bible right there in the very bottom of that stack down there. Because there's so much descriptions in Romans 1 as to what's happening. And what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. I think we're seeing a revival of the wrong things, Brandon. We pray for a revival of a spiritual awakening that would be God-based, gospel-based, Jesus-based. But most of the revivals we see going on seem to be of the black and the dark, the black magic type, the occultism, and all of this earth worship that we see being promoted, not just by, you know, the British royal family. It's throughout their writings, throughout their rituals, their ceremonies, but also by the Vatican in recent years, Brandon. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was 2 years ago where Pope Francis it may have been 3 or 4 years ago now, time flies, but he actually blessed a ceremony in St. Peter's Square that was a devotion to Pachamama, a South American goddess of fertility or some crazy thing like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It all seems to almost always come back to the god of fertility, if you notice that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking about the green man that was on the bottom of the invitation for King Charles's coronation. The green man, according to even Wikipedia, is a pagan, can be pagan, and that it is a, could also represent a god of fertility. It always seems to come back to the god of fertility. And of course, we know that much of the Semiramis, Ishtar, Queen of Heaven, Babylon,
right,
was all about a fertility god, right? And of course, this was one reason why they were all oftentimes involved in such immorality. They thought that somehow engaging in sexual immorality would put them closer to their so-called deities. But boy, that word fertility god keeps coming back up.
Yeah, the two things, I'm glad you brought that up, Brandon. The fertility god, the names change, okay? It's different names for these fertility goddesses depending on what region of the world and what time frame of history, but it's all the same demon goddess, okay? And they always bring in two things, it seems like, to worship this demon goddess. It's some sort of sex magic, right? Sex magic, black magic, and ultra-violence, you know, the giving up of the young, the most innocent among us, and offering them up to the goddess in the most violent of ways. So you've got the violence on the one hand and the sex magic on the other. Those seem to be two recurring themes that I've noticed.
Yeah, and what's so interesting is that they're so into this god of fertility, and yet the COVID-19 shot and so much is about making people not fertile, infertility,
right,
and depopulation. So it's kind of a two-sided coin. Of course, their whole thing is they get to decide who has children, who does not, the elite. You know, you got to have the color-coded procreation tickets, as some of the Fabians were promoting in Europe many, 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 many years ago.
Absolutely. They want to be in charge of the procreation, right? They don't want you, the man and the woman, you know, to have babies in the traditional way. They want to make people infertile, castrate them, incapable of bearing children, both the man and the woman, you know, transition them away from their God-given birthright, ability to, you know, be a man to be with a woman and a woman to be with a man, and have procreation come out of that. They're completely against that, but that doesn't mean they're against sex. They just want to decouple sex from the godly intention, the intentions that God had for it, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing between a married man and woman. And so, yeah, they completely twist everything and invert everything away from the godly purpose.
Look at Romans 1. I'm going back to verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed. Of course, we see greed today with big pharma, mm-hmm. big government. You know, not only are they selling shots that hurt people and harm people, kill people, big governments, progressive income tax, stealing, greed of this fake manufactured carbon, green alternative, carbon credits, mm-hmm. you know, carbon CO2 capture pipelines. I mean, just all based on greed. Evil, full of envy. You know, isn't it today we have a lot of people that are envious of people that have worked hard, envious of people that have succeeded in life, envious of those who have put their hand to the plow and gained something over the course of time. There's envy. They've created jealousy among people groups. They've created hatred among racial groups. Murder. Of course, we're watching our murder rates skyrocket all over America. Strife, deceit, malice. They are gossipers, mm-hmm. slanderers. Of course, we see what they say, people constantly gossiping and slandering, and particularly mm-hmm. toward people on the right who are Christians. And then comes haters of God. That's kind of interesting that they are slanderers, haters of God, because oftentimes the people being slandered are those who are Christians by those who hate God. And we are watching and seeing a massive rise in persecution of Christians. I'm reading more and more reports of the number of people that are being persecuted around the world that are Christians.
All over the world, yeah.
Haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, and of course, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and although they know the ordinances of God, those who practice such are worthy of death. They not only do the same, but also give a hearty approval to those who practice them. I noticed that when they're inventors of evil, we keep talking about that. They just keep coming up with new ways. You know, now they're trying to push the idea of an artificial womb, and you can, you know, have a factory that cranks out babies in artificial wombs. I mean, every time you turn around, it's getting weirder and weirder. You know, the idea that you're going to take somebody's head and you're going to freeze it and then upload them to the internet, or you're going to make a man slash human slash machine. I mean, every time you turn around, it's getting inventing evil. You know, we're going to cut off body parts, turn a boy into a girl into a boy. I mean, I said last week over and over, can you imagine if your great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents came back and saw what was going on? They wouldn't even believe the ways that man has invented to become evil.
Oh, they wouldn't. No, I mean, it's just every day you wake up and there's a new thing. A couple of weeks ago, remember, it was the scientists in Japan who invented some technology by which two male rats could make a baby.
Weird.
they no longer needed a female rat, and they said that this would be at some point transferable to the human race.
Inventing evil. All right.
Yeah.
So there's this rise of evil, rise of hatred of God. That all lays the foundation. Now, some people were laughing at this, but it's an interesting story, but it's gotten traction today. And that is the New York Post, I think Newsweek, others. And this was in the Jerusalem Post yesterday. Mystery Grim Reaper from King Charles's coronation explained. A lot of people were making an issue of this because there was a video. I'll play it here, and it seemed to show. I'll try to stop it when a guy goes by. There, let's see if I can. I don't know if I can, but I'll be able to loop. But it seems to show a guy walking by. There he goes, the Grim Reaper walking by, and it looks like the Grim Reaper. I don't know really what it is or what it was. It's so hard to tell. It could have been some clergy person with a long staff. I have no idea. What is the mystery? Have they solved the mystery of the Grim Reaper, so-called, at the coronation of King Charlie?
Well, when I first saw that, Brandon, I thought it was an instance of the deep fake, you know, AI.
Yeah.
You know, where they, you know, insert something into the video that isn't real through AI editing. But it turns out it was very, very real. That was an actual human being that walked through the that entranceway there at very, you know, the timing of it was unmistakable right there on key moment in the coronation, and well, it was
and,
real.
And that the camera, and that the camera was on there.
Right. So it almost seems staged, right? Like it was meant to draw a response from millions of people around the world, which it did. And the British government has come out yesterday, I think it was, and said that yes, this was a Church of England Verger. Was it? Let me see how they spelled that. Verger. I think it's V-E-R-G-E-R. Verger.
And while you're looking that up, Logan, we should have gone to break already. What's the deal? Are we not with VCY anymore?
We're fine.
Okay, we're at the 15 mark. I would have thought we'd already gone to break, but all right. But they're with us. I'm told.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's a verger, which is an attendant that carries a verge, as before a bishop or justice, a church official who keeps order during services or services as an or serves as an usher or a sacristan. Example sentences. Recent examples on the web. His real title is Church Verger, an office that dates to the earliest days of the Church of England. So this is an actual office holding person within the Church of England. And but why would they dress like the Grim Reaper is my question.
I don't know. And it's just weird. But, you know, maybe it was just the shadow, the lighting out in the foyer, because, you know, we work with cameras and we know you got the real bright light out in the foyer. I don't know if he's really wearing black. Maybe that wasn't a full black. Maybe it was a different color that was darker, and it's just showing up like that because of the light out in the foyer and whatever. I just think what I'm trying to say is it's kind of ironic. It's kind of ironic that happened, and people are saying, oh, we shouldn't make anything of it. But I do think it's kind of ironic because at the end of the day, we felt this ceremony while a caller called in yesterday and said he thought it was a great thing that a couple of the Anglican pastors or priests were talking about Jesus Christ and the resurrection, and therefore I said, look, to me that makes it worse. The Bible the Bible says not to mix the profane with the holy. What fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? What fellowship does you know, the things of God have to do with the things of Baal, of Satan? Don't mix those things. So
but
to
see,
me
that
made it worse.
Right, that is part of the deception.
Yes.
Every good lie contains an element of truth, right?
Right.
And I think that's what goes on in these ceremonies, these rituals within the Church of England, which has clearly given itself over to satanic influences, let's say, Luciferian in nature, by engaging in this. Now, I've done a little reading, and even the pose that Prince Charles, now King Charles, struck during the coronation had something to do with his pagan beliefs, I'm told. He was trying to strike the pose of the green man at one point. The symbolism was just reeking from this thing. And so, you know, Naomi Wolf had a wonderful article
we went
on
through it
yesterday.
Yeah, we went through it here on the radio and TV yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, she went down and compared the clothing worn by the women, the royal women included in the ceremony, and compared it to the clothing worn in 1953, 1901 or something. She went back like to the last five coronations. And in every case, the women at the coronation wore the dress of the period. They were dressed in dresses that mimicked the style of the period in which they lived. You could not say that for Saturday's coronation, which took place on May the 6th, interestingly. And there were also six phases to the coronation on Saturday. And Charles, he even in his invitation to this coronation included the green man in living color at the bottom of the invitation. It's really unbelievable. I included that embedded in my recent article so people could look at it. And the green man has all sorts of occultic, symbolic, symbiotic flavors.
Indeed,
to it.
Indeed, it does. Let's get to the fact that now you have a brand new article out saying that a lot of the witches and Wicca religion and the pagans, they were holding a session, and I guess sending positive energy and whatnot to the king, and said that he's been very supportive of them. So the witches and the Wicca folks say King Charles supports them.
Yeah, this is an article that appeared in The Sun, which is a British newspaper. And it went and talked to the head of this coven. It's called the Coven of Gaia. And she was holding a coronation ritual that ran parallel to the actual coronation on the same weekend. And she said that it's just a well-known fact that Prince Charles has for many years been very pagan. He supports the pagans, and he believes in the same things that the pagans believe in. So what is that? Number one on the list is worship of planet Earth and the created thing instead of the creator, which the Bible warns us is very ungodly. So here you have the pagans and the witches in Coventry, England, holding these pagan rituals Saturday and Sunday, in which they were casting spells and everything. And the woman's name is Julie Aspinall. She's a 58-year-old self-described pagan witch and the main organizer of the event. And she said the witch's coronation ritual took place at what they're called the Festival of Witches and Pagans, held in Coventry over the coronation weekend. More than 2,000 people attended this festival, Brandon, which featured a range of workshops, quote unquote, from wand making and spell casting to crystal skull healing. A series of, quote, night rituals, unquote, were also planned, according to the official website, and I gave a link to the website. I don't put any of this stuff that sounds crazy into my articles without linking to the original sources, so people can't say I'm making it up, Brandon.
No, you're not making it up. Absolutely not. Did you see, by the way, the image that I showed yesterday where Prince Charles was speaking at the World Economic Forum and had these three columns of six spraying up? So if you counted, it would be 666. I mean, I don't want to make too much of it, but everything these guys do is symbolism, and don't think for 1 minute someone didn't stand there during their productions and say, that's 666. You guys realize that? I don't think we should do that. Or, you know, people are going to realize that, right? No, I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
Absolutely, and I think they're proud of it.
Yes.
I don't know if Charles is the Antichrist, and I'm with you that I'm kind of dubious on that point, but put it this way. I think he's an Antichrist wannabe. I think he would have no problem taking on that role if he were so appointed by Satan, the evil one. But if that actually comes to pass, like I said, I'm with you. I don't really believe it will. It could, but I think it's unlikely.
Well, and you know, you look at his son, Will and Kate, and how much the world really is in love with them. He seems like he's just a carbon copy of his dad. He's giving some of the same kind of speeches. You know, now I could see a Will and a Kate. I mean, that couple could really go global. You know, they already have. But, I mean, what I'm saying is you have the youth, you have the imagery, you have his mother, Diana, which isn't it interesting that was her name? Because Diana in the Bible, you know, they're crying out to Diana. That goes right back to Babylon. But, Diana Spencer. But, you know, again, not to speak ill of that couple in a way that's too harsh, but they're buying right into King Charles. They're buying right in with him. But could you see a young, energetic helicopter pilot, you know, King Will? Well, I mean, maybe Charles will even be here a year from now. Who knows, right? Maybe
he's 74 years old. So, I mean, you know, we don't know how long we'll have Charles with us, but, you know, maybe he will pass that on to his son. Yeah, I mean, it's a family to watch.
That's what we're saying. Family. Yeah. It's a family to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you have over at leoholman.com you're working on? Let's talk real quick about what's going on in the you have an article on terror in Texas. What do we got going on the border?
Oh my goodness. Have you seen some of the more recent videos of the last couple of days, Brandon?
Yeah, I saw one of them that was unscrambled and there people have been run over and I think one guy was missing his leg from his shin down. Did you see that?
Oh yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, that was hard to watch, but I did see it.
Somebody put that out unscrambled, and people whose head had been crushed, they've been run over and their head crushed, and little children, and piles of bodies. Did you see the piles of bodies dead?
I mean,
it was horrific, and I started watching the broadcast, and it was unscrambled. I wish I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, this is the type of violence, Brandon, that has been going on for years, cartel-inspired violence.
Did the mainstream media show that, by the way? Did the mainstream media show any of that footage that I saw?
Absolutely not, no. But this is the type of violence that goes on in Mexico like every other day, every week. And now we're seeing it spill into Texas. And so, one of the theories that's been put out there is that the Mexican cartels are very upset with the Biden regime for letting Title 42 expire because now they won't be needed and they won't be paid $7,000 bare minimum, okay? If you're coming from China, it's like $20,000, but it's $7,000 that you have to pay the cartels to get up to the U.S.-Mexican border and enter the U.S. Well, if Title 2 expires in 2 days, apparently they will no longer be needed. And so they are threatening extreme violence. You can see it in the chatter online. Some people are surmising that maybe these two incidents over the weekend where we had the mass shooting and also the car ramming in Brownsville, Texas, these two incidents, they each killed 8 people and, another 8 or 10 were wounded horrifically in each incident. Both carried out by Latino men, interestingly, and both targeting immigrants. I believe every one of the 8 killed in the shooting was an immigrant. 5 of them were Latino, and 3 of them were Asians. And then the car ramming in Brownsville actually targeted an immigrant shelter where they had a bus stop right there at the shelter, and the guy rammed his SUV into a bunch of immigrants. And so it's important, I think, to look at patterns, and the patterns here over the weekend were hard to miss. Young Latino man attacking other immigrants in a border town area of Texas. And if this starts to spread across the United States, Brandon, I think we all need to be on alert.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, how do we know this? How do we know deeper this isn't some kind of narco gang war? How do we know know these are two narco gangs fighting with each other and the media is not telling us?
That's exactly my point. I think there's much more to these stories than what the media is telling us.
Of course there is.
Yes. And so we all need to be on alert. I would say don't go to the grocery store or the mall alone. Don't go anywhere alone, especially if you're a woman. And make sure you keep your head on a swivel. Be aware of what's going on around you.
People are getting killed doing the most basic things.
Yes.
And this isn't just one or two. This is becoming a pattern of people going to the mall, going to a restaurant, just doing basic things, and you end up with tons of dead people. I mean, this is becoming almost a weekly thing where you have multiple people shot and killed going about very daily, simple routines.
And you could see why the Biden administration would do this if it upsets the apple cart and ticks off the cartels. Well, then you're stoking mass violence, and then they get the opportunity to push their gun control agenda.
Yeah, indeed. When I come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Rob Linstead, but I want to ask you about that. Are we really dealing with a narco state? Has America really become a narco state ourselves? We can complain about Mexico all we want, their corrupt government, how their corrupt government's run by the narcos. But I'm not convinced that we haven't become a narco state, that the DEA, the ATF, the FBI, the Biden family, that this isn't a gigantic narco state already being run, combining with international sex trafficking and drug trafficking, the CCP, fentanyl. Is America a narco state with a narco government? We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address, and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions, and then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. We're joined by Dr. Rob Lindstedt here in just one moment. But before we do, Leo Holman of leoholman.com, leoholman.com, our website, wvwtv.com. Let me take you there real quick if I can. I know I don't mention it enough. We spent a lot of time and effort and energy into putting this stuff up there, and then I should mention it. Looky, here we go. Todd Bensman. We had Todd Bensman with us last night on the border, U.S.-Mexico border. Update by Todd Bensman, 2 days before Title 42 falls. Why we must fight tyrannical politicians at the county level. Attorney, help me out, guys. Just had a brain freeze. Nicole Pearson, U.S. farmers having land stolen for CO2 carbon capture scam. And then Pastor Art Pawlowski, charged as a terrorist for preaching truth. Just some of the segments from last night's TV show, available on demand whenever you have time at wvwtv.com. Joining me again real quick is Leo Holman. Leo, what do you make of the fact? Do you think we're starting to be run basically by a narco-terrorist state here in America?
Well, let's put it this way, Brandon. Of the few journalists who really took deep dives into trying to answer that question, many of them end up dead. Gary Webb was one of the most famous ones. He died in December of 2014 because he was breaking stories about how the CIA was involved in the drug trade. Then you had Michael Hastings several years later after that, who was delving into the CIA's role in some of this stuff, and he died under very mysterious circumstances. So, there's been journalists who've tried to make serious coverage out of this issue and not approach it from any sort of conspiratorial, angle, but to actually delve into the facts and develop sources who could give them inside information, and they end up dead.
Yeah, they end up dead. So we really have narco state, plus we have big pharma. So you have illegal drugs, you have legal pharmaceutical drugs, and then you have sex trafficking and human trafficking. I mean, again, it all seems to be collapsing, but I have to wonder if this isn't all the signs and the birth pangs being set up for the fulfillment of what is yet to come. Dr. Rob Lindstedt, let's add you to the conversation. Dr. Rob, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you today.
I know that we dealt with the Grim Reaper. We'll get your comments on that here in a minute as well. But what do you make? I know in Deuteronomy, Leviticus, it talks about the things God will do to Israel if they don't obey. I know we're not Israel. America's not Israel. But God uses, I think, a similar template for judging nations. And in Deuteronomy, in Leviticus, we see he'll take much seed out to the field but bring little back in. We've got droughts. We've got all kinds of concerns related to that. We've got farmers not being able to, some of them, put crops in the field if the fertilizer and the seed and the fuel and everything's so expensive. So farmers are even having a hard time paying the bills, much less get it into the ground. Then we have the scripture mentioning that you'll have an invasion by your enemies. It seems like we have that. We've got the CCP, we've got Iranians, other people, drug cartels pouring over our borders. Then it says that you will see a loss of homes. They'll lose their homes. We see many people right now, again, after the 2008 crisis, it's happening again, losing their homes. We have rents. Rents in America are still going up. Read a report yesterday. They're not dropping. They're still going up. Housing shortage. Many people that are losing their house, then they need to find a place to live. Now we have all these illegals by the millions coming into America that are looking for housing. I mean, I start looking at some of the things that God says would happen to Israel when they disobey. Again, I know we're not Israel, but do you see a comparison for America here or the world?
I do, because you see, God blesses order and righteousness with his blessing. And so we look at the chaos that's in our country. Why do we have chaos? Well, it's because we've neglected God. We've neglected God's word. It's interesting because in the book of Daniel, you go to chapter 9 and Daniel, a great prophet of God, a prophet who God blessed in terms of showing future things. And we're still watching those future powers, world powers, come to pass. But isn't it interesting that in that chapter 9, when Daniel prays his prayer, he confesses the unfaithfulness of both him and his nation to God. And we're yet to see that happen. Matter of fact, as I watch the chaos that's here, this should be the best time in American history. We've never had better medical technology. We've never had better ways to do transportation. We've never had better ways to communicate. If we wanted to, we could make gasoline so cheap that we could outproduce any country in the world. So why aren't we having the best life? It's because we closed God out of our life. And so here's Daniel. And he makes this great prayer. He confesses his sins. Chapter 10, it's interesting because when God sent a messenger to interpret these things for Daniel, and it said this, that because of the evil spirit from the prince of Persia, he was delayed. I think that's taking place. I look at the number of people who are shouting, you know what, we got to return to God. We got to return to common sense. But it's not happening. Why? For some reason, we're trying every possible thing other than a return to God. The key issue is returning to God. The second thing is the land of Israel. It's not Wall Street that's the apple of God's eye. It's not America that's the apple of God's eye. Zechariah 2:8, Israel's the apple of God's eye. And now America's turned their back on Israel in a major way. It's almost disgraceful. And matter of fact, as I listen to you, I think I've got a whole new theory on why people are streaming across the southern border. I wonder if maybe some of the liberal people are into selling guns, because they want us to buy electric cars because they were in the electric car business. Maybe they're trying to sell guns, because let me tell you, every person that's going to be able to defend themselves is going to have a gun. This is the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen. I'm insulted when I travel in and out of the country. I have to show my passport. But we have people by the hundreds, by the thousands coming across our southern border. They're not showing anything. When I go, I don't get a cell phone. I don't get to stay in a nice hotel or free meals. There's something wrong. This whole thing has been turned upside down. And frankly, we're going to get what we deserve, because we thought that we could do it without God. And we're going to find out real quick that we need God's direction in order for us to have an orderly country and to have a good life here on earth.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get to Israel real quick, but I want to get Leo to respond to this too, as well as you, Dr. Lindstedt. Is it just me, or are people more mentally unstable than they've ever been? Mm-hmm. Is it just me? Are people more mentally unstable than they have ever been? Now, I don't know if it's because we have had incredible growth and expanding of our audience. You know, literally now we're saying 4 to 5 million regular viewers of the TV at night. And with that comes a bigger audience, which means you get more crazies. Or are people really becoming more mentally unstable, or is some of this demonic? Because I'll tell you, the number of crazy people we're dealing with in a given day makes you never want to answer the phone. The crazy people my staff talk to now blows my mind. And I sometimes get dragged into the room to hear it on a speakerphone. These people are mental. They're mental. The emails, the texts, the phone calls, some of these people, they're obviously schizophrenic. They can't remember one thing to another. We get where we know who they are. And I'm telling you, my wife, who's one of the most long-suffering people in the world, says there has been a surge in crazy people that we're dealing with. And she's not being sarcastic or joking. These are not mentally sane people, and we deal with them on a daily basis now, which has caused my wife to say, she was dead serious. Has there been a surge of mental instability since this COVID thing? Are we seeing more crazy people? Is it demonic? Is it demonic attacks on us? Because, you know, the demonic world's sending these people to harass us and chew up our day and our time and frustrate us. You go first, please, Dr. Rob.
Well, Revelation chapter 12 talks about a time when Satan is going to be cast out of the presence of God. And it says that he was extremely mad because he realized that his time was short. In other words, he doesn't know the exact time for the plan of God, but he's smart enough to observe what's taking place. And so he knows that we're kind of on a slippery slope. And I do think there's an increase in demonic activity. It's also accelerated by the fact, how many advertisements do you see if you're watching a sporting event? It seems like maybe they just advertise those movies. I'm not a movie goer, so I'm probably a poor one to talk about. But every film, every movie they advertise, I say, that's weird. That's strange. That, you know, it's got to end with a large animal eating somebody, or a girl's eyes gushing blood out. Or is that all of the movies we have now are just weird things? Our kids are feeding on weird stuff. The movies are entertaining with weird stuff. There's no bar on what you can say, and so we're texting weird stuff. You know, we're really becoming a basket case.
And not only
because
that,
we've lost truth.
When you go to the grocery store, people aren't as friendly like they used to be. Even here in the South, which traditionally has been extremely friendly, people would talk to you. You would talk to them. You don't know each other, but you stand in line and you cordial and you visit and you talk like you. Everyone would think you guys know each other. That's a Southern thing, I understand. That's gone mm-hmm. since COVID-19 largely. We were having dinner Saturday night with some friends, and we were all agreeing. It's not fun to go out anymore. People aren't friendly like they used to be. Everyone seems to be afraid of each other. People seem to be afraid to bring anything up or say anything, lest someone who's woke get, you know, gaslit or triggered. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing seems to be unwinding from a mental, psychological standpoint. Leo, are you seeing any of this?
Yes. That's why I really appreciate it when I meet a normal person and they, you know, they are willing to engage in a normal way, on a normal level. They're not afraid. They're not fearful. But they're just not as common as they used to be. You don't run into them, like you said, every other person at the store used to be that way.
Yeah, because you're in Georgia, so you're in a southern part where people
absolutely
generally chit-chat with each other. And right, the average person walking up would think you guys know each other. No, you just met.
Now it's like 1 in 10 people is like that, where, you know, it used to be at least half. So they're still out there, but you have to look harder to find them. And you appreciate it more when you do. But, yeah, I mean, you take God out of a society and, you know, something's going to rush in to fill the gap. There's going to be a spiritual gap there. You know, it doesn't happen immediately, but we've had God out of our society now for decades. And I think it's reaching the point of metastasizing where, you know, with no more God influencing our society after this many decades, the demons have rushed in to fill that gap. And what do demons do? Their number one, you know, strategy is if they don't want to kill you, they want to drive you insane. And so how do they drive you insane? With lies. Yeah. You know, they're lying to you about all the things that should be obvious. You know, they're now 92 genders. There's not, you know, two genders. You say that long enough, you hear that propaganda long enough, you begin to believe it.
Well, we again, people are becoming so hostile. We had a young man who was in college wanting to work for us in our freeze-dried food distribution, you know, warehouse and fill the orders, get paid a reasonable summer job for college. His father found out who he was working for and said, no, you can't work for that guy because of who I work with. I got some crazy people who came in here from New York and other places that are on our HOA, found out General Flynn was at my house a couple times, that Mike Lindell comes to my house for dinner. They wanted to pass a resolution. Mike Lindell and General Flynn couldn't come to my house. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Yeah, so you get some crazy leftist woke people, as one of the people on the board of the HOA said. These people, these crazy woke people come down here, move here, get on the HOA board, and they want to try to say, well, we don't want Mike Lindell in the neighborhood going to Brennan's house or General Flynn. And the normal sane people on the board, most of them who are from the South, are like, Are you crazy? A, we don't do that. That's Nazi stuff. And B, House will sue the HOA. And you're right. I will sue them. You bet I will. I told them I'll make it into a national story. It'll be a national story. Everybody's property values will drop like a stone because nobody want to move in this neighborhood run by a bunch of people acting stupid like that. But the fact that some people even act that way, behave that way, this is a new day and a new time. And it's hard to believe that's what it's come to, that we want to regulate everybody. These woke, crazy people, who I think many of them are nuts, as Barney Fife would say. Let's get to Israel. Rob, what's going on in Israel? Rockets are flying. A headline at Jerusalem Post, Operation Shield and Arrow. Netanyahu says Israel stands as one. What's going on in Israel today?
Pretty exciting 24 hours, and it has the potential to last a little bit longer. What's taking place is we have Israel taking shots on three of the four sides. On the fourth side, the Mediterranean Sea side, they have Russian boats there. On the north side, in Lebanon, they have Hezbollah and Hamas. On the east, they have Russia, Syria, and Iran. On the south, down in the Gaza area, they have the PLO and Hamas. And so what's interesting is they continue to send rockets, about 100 a day. And Russia is supplying the rockets to many of these organizations. And so when they sent them, Israel promptly said, you know, we're at a place where we're getting tired of having 100 rockets a day land in our area. Actually, well, I should say they fire 100, but the Iron Dome recently, I think, intercepted 98 of the 100, and two of them fell off in a field. But Israel said, we can't live that way. One of the cabinet members there, Ben-Vir, I kind of like him. He's a right-wing guy. He's very interested in the Temple Mount, and the Temple Mount's on God's time clock. That's the second hand of when action is. That's when the real action is, and we can talk about that later. But Ben-Vir said to Netanyahu, look, we're tired of taking this. Netanyahu has tried to smooth things over, but yesterday Netanyahu informed the White House, informed Biden, we're not taking another shot. Another shot came. They warned the people of Gaza, we're going to fire back. I think it was they gave them about 2 or 3 hours. The PLO said, we have nobody there, because they notified the PLO that we're going to fire back. Well, now, when they fired back, it was a direct hit. It was a direct hit on an area where fire was coming from, rockets were coming from. And so three main PLO leaders were killed. Now the PLO says, hey, why in the world would you aim at our leaders? And Israel said, we told you we're going to fire back, and you told us that you had no PLO people there, so we fired back at the place that was firing rockets. You know, how do we know that it was going to be the PLO headquarters? So that has brought an incredible amount of fire. Another one that I find interesting, in one of the rocket fires, when Israel retaliated back, this is now on the east border, one of the people killed was actually a Russian nationalist that was hiding in a dentist house. And when he was killed, now Russia's mad. So now the United Nations comes in and says, the death of citizens is unacceptable. Yeah. It's okay if you fire at Jewish citizens and kill them. But Israel, you can't fire at citizens in Gaza. You can't fire at citizens in Ramallah because, you know, so you just see the two sides. It's certainly not equal, but it looks to me like Israel said, we've had enough. And so Netanyahu actually bypassed the Knesset, informed people, warned the enemy, said, we're going to fire back. They did. And they hit a bullseye in terms of getting the PLO leaders. That'll quiet them down for about 24 hours, and they'll try it again.
Well, here's one of the headlines. Israel awaits Gaza counterstrike after killing of Islamic Jihad leaders. Here's another one. Netanyahu, Israel is prepared for a multi-front war with Iran.
You see, the reason why Netanyahu, the reason why Israel thinks that this is important is because they're being threatened, not just with the fire of rockets. That's one threat, and it's miserable, and it's dangerous for the Jewish people. But there's another problem, and it's this problem. Every time they don't respond, Iran takes another step toward being able to finish their nuclear arsenal. And Israel feels like we've got to stop them because, look, who stands with them? Any other country that had 100 missiles shot at it, the whole world would be in arms. Instead, the United Nations comes out and actually issues a statement against Israel And Israel's the one that had 100 rockets fired at them. Not once, but for a whole week. I think a total of over 500 rockets in 7 days. That's ridiculous. And so Israel just said, the world's not going to do anything. The United Nations isn't going to stop anybody. So we got to defend ourselves. I think eventually, when Israel does this, I think the United States is going to drop out. Matter of fact, we have to a large degree. We've dropped out. And so here's the vacuum. And what's filling the vacuum? Well, it's Russia. It's Iran. It's these terrorist organizations. Again, there's a story in the Bible that illustrates this. It's a story in Matthew chapter 12. Remember, they take a demon and they throw the demon out of the house. And then seven more demons come in to replace the one they threw out. And I think this is taking place all over the world. We cure one problem, but we don't have anything to put in there to fill the vacuum. And so now everything fills the vacuum. This has happened in the minds of people. That's why I think people are going crazy, as you were talking about, because they take one thing out, but seven things are ready to come in. So here's the situation in the Middle East. The United States left. There was a time when we were a friend of Israel. We rely on their intelligence, and we've left. And so now others are coming to fill that void, and it's not a good situation for Israel or for America.
Absolutely. Rob Lindstedt, BibleTipNow.org, BibleTipNow.org, and Leo Holman, he's still there. Leo, LeoHolman.com, great guest, both of them. Highly recommend their websites, LeoHolman.com, BibleTipNow.org. And, of course, stay tuned for Crosstalk with Jim Schneider on 100 outlets nationwide on vcyamerica.org. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. Do you have food insurance? I'm sure you have car insurance, life insurance, house insurance, medical insurance. But what about food insurance? We saw after COVID just how vulnerable our just-in-time inventory is. We saw what happened to basics like soups, meat, paper towels, toilet paper. This again showed the fragile nature of our just-in-time inventory. In fact, we've now, since COVID, seen, well, what appears to be an orchestrated attack on our food and food processing plants. And then, of course, now the war on poultry, chickens. Well, we know that many of these things the elite do, they plan. And they plan it for one reason, control. A few years ago, I did a whole series on how they plan to control us. Food, finances, firearms, foreign invasion, family health care. I listed multiple F's that they can use to control us. One of them, of course, is food and finances. We talk about those things a lot. In fact, I think it was about 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation put out a document called Reset the Table, where they're talking about nationalizing our food industry. That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Well, food is a great way to control people. And if you would like to have your own food insurance, as I've had for my family since 2013, then we invite you to go to wvwtvstore.com and check out the freeze-dried food we offer. It's actually really good. Tastes really good. You can get everything from a two-week kit to a 72-hour test kit just to try it out. Then you can get a three-month kit, 6 months, year, 2 year. If you do a 2 year or more, we advise you to use the phone and Libby will cut you a deal on shipping. So you can order online at wvwtvstore.com. That's wvwtvstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. As I said, I've had emergency freeze-dried food for my family since 2013. I didn't mention it on the air until 2016. When I did, well, we got a lot of emails, texts, and phone calls. What'd you get? Where'd you get it? How do we get it? We thought, well, you know what? If our audience wants it, let's provide that service to our audience, and we'll use a reasonable profit in there to fund our broadcast network. And that's exactly what we've done. So I know you can purchase your emergency freeze-dried food from a lot of different sources. Thank you for purchasing it from us, because we're able to provide you with a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget to keep offering free radio shows and free TV shows. By the way, they're free to you, but not to us. We have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bill to push out free programming. So if you appreciate that fact, please consider ordering your emergency freeze-dried food from us at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com or by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all this happening in the world today, why would you not want your own food insurance? Thank you.